This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hollywood studios and unions released some of their suggestions this week as to how this economy can get back in the business of making movies and television. Lots of testing, COVID compliance officers on every set, maybe even more digital effects so people don't look like they are 6 feet apart. Unless and until state governors agree, though, sets are still mostly shut down, which has made figuring out fall schedules tricky. All those old favorites and flashy new shows left hanging. So, as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports, networks are having to get creative.
Different networks have different strategies. CBS is betting popular shows like NCIS will be able to start filming in the next few months in time to premiere this fall as planned. Other networks aren't so sure, pushing traditional fall premieres into 2021. But to make sure viewers stick around until then, some are buying what's being called gently used programs, shows from cable or streaming platforms. Fox is picking up LA's Finest, a detective series that already aired on Spectrum.
Where's your partner?
You don't have English.
¿Dónde está tu compañero?
Yo, what partner?
Oh, you hablo inglés now, huh?
But will viewers be turned off by hand-me-down TV? Ross Benish is an analyst with eMarketer.
I think we're in this weird situation where audiences, they might notice it, but like they're just at home. They've probably already watched most of their favorite shows on Netflix that they regularly watch, and they're looking for something new, and they'll be open to gimmicks because where else are they going to go?
The CW will have some old shows too, like Swamp Thing, a superhero drama that was canceled last year after one season on the DC Universe streaming platform. But it's also picking up some foreign shows to fill the time, like Channel 4's Dead Pixels.
She's a slag.
She's not a slag, Nikki. She's just open to experiences.
What is a slag? I have no idea. And neither will a lot of Americans. Neil Macker, an analyst with Morningstar, says giving American audiences a foreign product is just as risky as hoping Hollywood opens up again in a few months.
Historically, as we look at overseas productions, they've traditionally been remade in the U.S. as opposed to just shown from other places. And so that'll be interesting to see if viewers have changed their habits such that they'd be willing to, you know, watch something that may have a different cultural context that's not American in background.
But for all of the network's efforts, Ross Benish with eMarketer says their revenue is expected to take a hard hit as advertisers cut their marketing budgets.
Probably declines by as much as 30%. Normally, you have a very strong advertiser demand and, you know, not enough supply of viewers. Right now, you have a total reverse of that, where you have more people watching than have ever been watching before, but less advertising come in.
Even when Hollywood production does resume, networks are still going to be in a tight spot. Stars and crews will have a backlog of projects to catch up on. But there is one genre that has been adapting pretty well to the pandemic.
Hey guys, we did it. We made it to the finale, and we made The Voice work from home.
The reality competition show. Like The Voice on NBC, one of the first to feature remote hosts and contestants. Meredith R., president of NBC's reality show programming, says it was
an incredible feat of technology, just to be perfectly honest. That first live week, we were pulling in 22 feeds from around the country.
It might feel weird now, but analysts say all these experiments, old shows, foreign shows, and even more reality TV, could stick around after the pandemic, if advertisers return and all of us keep watching. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.